It's a great pleasure to be with you here this evening. This is my first visit to Lindsay. It's always a joy to visit a new parish. As Father had said, my name is James Fleming, and I'm currently a deacon in my final year of formation at St. Augustine Seminary, preparing for ordination to the priesthood this June. I must admit, first off, that for most of my life, I had not the faintest idea that God would call me to the priesthood. I grew up in St. John's, Newfoundland, with two older sisters. My mother was from a very small fishing community, and my father was from a mining island off the coast of Newfoundland. And I grew up attending Mass, and I was even involved with our parish youth group and with the youth choir at the parish. But the priesthood was far, it wasn't on my radar. It's not that I rejected the idea, it just wasn't on my radar. In fact, what first seized my attention was when I was in university. I fell in love with chemistry. Sometimes I jokingly say that it was my first love. The molecular workings of nature captivated me. And I saw chemistry as this real chance to improve human medicine as well. So I finished my undergraduate degree in St. John's, and I was accepted to pursue a doctoral degree at Stanford University in California. This was a big deal for me. It was a dream come true, and neither of my parents had gone through university, so it was an exciting time for my whole family. I went away with the hope of becoming a chemistry professor and maybe running a research lab, and that got completely turned upside down when God started to call me to the priesthood. So I went away, I went to graduate school, and during my first year, God started to break in upon my life. Over a number of years, I had drifted away from the practice of the faith through my university years. But God started to call me back. Started to call me back to prayer. Started to call me back to read the lives of the saints. Went back to confession for the first time in many years. Started going to Mass very regularly, even to daily Mass. And a true relationship with God started to form. In fact, my faith even started to impact my work. The more I came to love God, the more I started to appreciate all that he was doing in the natural world, all the chemical processes that underlay in the natural world. I started to really appreciate that in a new light. So not long after those experiences, I felt a call to the priesthood. And it came swiftly and it came surprisingly. And as I look back on it, it had to be the hand of God, because I knew it wasn't a product of my own imagination. Like I said, it was the furthest thing from my mind. So it took several years, I'd say many years, of discernment and a lot of struggle on my part before I was able to say yes. But I did. I finished my studies, worked for a few years, and then moved back to Canada. And in 2010, I entered the seminary at St. Augustine's. In fact, Father Eric and I came to St. Augustine's in the same year in 2010. And please God, in a few months, I'll be ordained as a priest for St. John's, Newfoundland. I can honestly say, without any hesitation, that I have not regretted that decision for a moment. The call to the priesthood, or just simply following the path of God, has been the greatest adventure that I ever could have imagined. So if we speak about the adventure of following God, I think that plunges us into the heart of the readings today, in fact. The promise that was made to Abraham in the first reading, and the transfiguration of Jesus that we heard in the gospel, they open up for us this fundamental truth that God calls us, each of us, to follow him in faith. When we speak about faith, sometimes we tend to refer to belief in certain truths, right? We believe in the Trinity. We believe in the resurrection, for example. And that's a part of faith, a very important part of faith. But I think there's something that's prior to this. There's something that's more fundamental to faith. In its essence, faith is an attitude of trust. It's placing ourselves in God's hands and letting him take the lead. That's a hard thing to do. Abraham can be considered our role model for this. So in the first reading that we heard, God reminds Abraham that he left his homeland. Abraham left his homeland of Ur, of the Chaldeans, to enter this promised land by God, this land that was promised to Abraham by God. At God's request, Abraham got up and set out on a massive journey, roughly from Iraq to Israel. It's a journey of, I guess, is probably about 1,500 kilometers. It'd be something like if you and I were to get up and leave from Lindsay and walk to about Thunder Bay, maybe a little bit further, except it'd be a little bit warmer and probably a lot more dangerous. But the beautiful thing is that Abraham hears the word of God, and he goes. And so what we find Abraham in the midst of in this reading today is he's in a moment of uncertainty, right? He calls out to the Lord while he's on this journey, and he says, Lord, he says, oh Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it? He's talking about this land that he's supposed to inherit. He's confused. He wants some sort of, before he can take the next step forward, he needs some sort of sign or confirmation from God. And I think those moments of uncertainty are a part of our journey of faith. I know they were for mine. It doesn't mean that we abandon the journey when we have these struggles. Just like Abraham, we turn to God and beg him for some clarity about how to go forward. So just hear what happens next to Abraham. God tells Abraham to bring animals for sacrifice. It's a whole series of animals. And this ritual, I think, perhaps might strike us as quite strange. Abraham cuts them in half and splits them in half and lays them out before the Lord. But Abraham understood exactly what it meant. In the ancient world, this was how two people made a promise to one another. The animals were split, and the two people walked in and out amongst the halves of the animals. It's as if to say, if I do this action, if I break my promise, may I become like these animals that have been cut in two. That's what this ritual signifies. And finally in the reading, God comes. He comes represented by this flaming torch that walks in and out these halves of the animals. God relates to Abraham as one person making a promise to another. Our faith in God, I think, resembles our faith, in fact, in another person. There's something intimate and very personal about it. We can't know everything about another person, just as we can't know everything about God. But we learn to trust them. We learn to trust their words. We learn to trust where they ask us to go. Today in the church, this account of Abraham is placed alongside the account of the Transfiguration. And on the surface, the two accounts seem quite different. But I think they share a very fundamental element of learning to follow God in trust. So recall that just before the Transfiguration, Jesus told his disciples that he would suffer and that he would die. Furthermore, he told them that they had to take up their own cross and follow him. And that's the kind of request that nobody wants to hear, right? We all desire God's glory. We all desire the good things of God. But we'd like it to come with the least amount of suffering. Following God always involves passing through trials. Abraham endured this long journey before he reached the promised land, and Jesus endured the passion before the glory of the resurrection. And at the Transfiguration, Jesus takes his disciples aside and he strengthens them to take that next step of faith, to follow him. He brings them up a mountain and he reveals his glory to them just for a moment. And standing by are Moses and Elijah. These are two great witnesses from the Old Testament who risked everything in order to follow God. And finally, the voice of the Father is heard. He says, "This is my beloved Son." He encourages the disciples. The Father encourages the disciples to trust in Jesus. Follow where he's going. Don't be afraid to take that next step. And after this, the disciples are ready. I think the same pattern of faith is what God invites us to follow. He calls us in unexpected ways, at unexpected times. And those ways may seem difficult and sometimes a little bit obscure. We don't know where to go or how to take the next step. But God always strengthens us to take that next step forward. And each step that we take, we grow in trust. We grow in faith because we find God is there. Wherever you are in your path, in your walk of faith today, God is probably asking you to take a step further. That could look very different for different people. Maybe he's asking you to visit somebody who's sick, feed somebody who's hungry, He may be asking you to do the difficult thing of reconciling with somebody who's hurt you. Learn to pray for that person. Perhaps to come to confession if it's been a while. That was something that was an important step that I had to make in my journey. Maybe for some of the young people in the congregation, it's to discern a vocation to the priesthood or religious life. Whatever it is, whatever that step is that God is asking of you, the readings today, they remind us that faith is fundamentally an act of trust in God. And when we take that risk, we discover that he gives us what we need at each step as we set out on that great adventure of the Christian life. In just a moment, Jesus will be present before us in the Eucharist. This would be a perfect time right now to ask him for the clarity and for the strength to take that next step.